Coming up, it's the Lightning Fill in the Blank game, but first, it is our game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play in the air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here in the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Miami, February 3rd and February 4th. Hi there, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Michelle from Memphis. How are things going there?
Pretty good so far.
What do you do there in Memphis?
I'm a graduate student in sculpture at the University of Memphis.
Oh, okay. So are you going to get a degree in sculpture, or is it kind of like an art history type thing?
Actually, I'm doing both.
Oh, okay, great. So you're either going to do it if it works out, and you're going to teach it if it doesn't work out? Or
exactly.
Well, I hope you're doing it.
Thanks. I
hope
so, too.
If I had money, I'd buy a sculpture from you.
Excellent. Let me know when you do.
All right, great. Wow, okay. Let me get your phone number and stuff here. We'll just... Michelle, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each one. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of those limericks, you're going to be a winner. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here is your first limerick.
We're free in what concepts we're linking, but we're trapped as to where we are thinking. Our heads are less full than Neanderthal skulls. Through time, human brains have been...
shrinking.
Shrinking, that's right. Very good. Bad news, everybody. If people today were in a brain off with Cro-Magnon Man, we would lose big time. Cro-Magnon Man had a brain that was 10% bigger than the brains that we have today. That doesn't mean that we're dumb, though. It just means that Cro-Magnon Man may have been really, really smart. They were probably walking around saying, oh, you must see Og's latest wall painting. Simply transcendent. He reminds me of a young Grok.
So our brains are shrinking.
This our brains are shrinking.
In related news, Snooki has written a book.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Michelle, here is your next limerick.
What with laptops and bunches and things, my mattress is losing its spring. In old days, a twin could hold it all in. But now, all the world wants a...
queen?
Oh.
King.
King! That's right!
Of course.
That's right! Michelle, you nailed it. King-size beds are growing in popularity, even among non-kings. People are buying larger beds to use as social spaces in their homes. And with the increasing number of foreclosures out there, it won't be long until you're invited to your first bed-warming party. Welcome. Glad you guys could come. Snacks are in the headboard. Throw your coats, you know, on the bed. Oh, thanks for having us, James. Cool. Really quick. Where's your bedpan? Oh, yeah, it's right underneath the bed. You got to go somewhere, guys. If the whole home is the bed, you need a bedpan. All right, Michelle, you're nailing it so far. Here is your last limerick.
By giving fact-bending replies, our sloth we all try to disguise. At work, round the house, with a boss or a spouse, three times a day we tell...
lies.
Lies, that's right. New research out this week claims the average adult tells three lies a day. To some of you, that might seem like a lot. To others, it's probably how many lies you tell yourself before you've even stepped away from the bathroom mirror in the morning. According to the study, though, it's interesting. We lie mostly to our romantic partners, and the subjects usually have to do with house chores and our sexual history. So sometimes the two overlap, where it'll be like, yes, I took out the trash, and no, I never took out that trash. Carl, how did Michelle do?
She had a perfect game, Peter. Three correct answers. Michelle, you win our prize.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Very nicely done. Bye-bye.
Bye.